Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Susan Puzio. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's listening today and to let you know that Jesus is Lord. He's our blessed Savior, and we love Him today. We dedicate this program to Him and His great salvation. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And you can know the real person of the Lord Jesus Christ today. He's real. He loves you. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we thank Him today for this opportunity to be with you live over the internet and reaching out to the world. I see we have a caller. I'm going to take your call shortly. Also, the chat room is open. I want to let you know that I have a website, and it's called propheticnews.com. There's some great articles there. You'll be truly blessed. And also, we have a YouTube channel, and our YouTube channel is Jonah, T for Tom, 48, and I want to direct you there because we have some very interesting YouTube videos. YouTube is a great way to get the gospel out. God has given us this vehicle of video, free TV time, as I call it. And so take advantage of those things. Also, I have a program on Monday night on Prophecy Zone. That's on Blog Talk Radio. It is 1 hour, and that is 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Monday evening, my guest will be Bud Press from the Christian Research Service. And I also will be having some interesting guest in the future, someone that just wrote a book about Mike Murdoch. You're going to love that. So I'm going to take this call and see who this is here. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Okay, I just want to start by saying that I love your show, you know, and I am a listener of your show. I'm about to ask you a question. We're talking about food today, right?
Yeah,
you
we're
are
talking
what you
about
eat.
Food.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what kind of vitamins or whatever can I take, right, in order to, like, make my mind stronger, make me think quicker, make me smart?
Well, I would say the first vitamin is the Word of God, because the Word of God really does make your mind stronger. And
let me ask a question. Now, what is the Word of God?
Bible.
Okay, the Bible, 16, the Bible is the only book that was given us, that was given to us by God. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's something.
The only Bible, so the Bible is the only thing that makes predictions, right?
Yeah. Real
okay,
predictions.
Okay, well, go ahead. Okay.
But anyway, right. I would say that, you know, if you have brain fog or something like that,
right.
We are going to be talking about food today. I think that genetically engineered food has a lot to do with people having brain fog. And also now they are cloning animals and feeding it to people. These products aren't labeled, so unless something's labeled organic, you really can't be sure what you're eating. I would probably take some liquid minerals. I find liquid minerals are really good for your mind.
Right.
But I can't remember right now which ones we take, but any good health food store, you could try to find some liquid minerals, because that's good. Magnesium might be good for you, but I'm saying that for the most part, I find that if people would try to stick to an organic diet and buy food that's only organically grown, I think you feel a lot better. You can conquer your weight issues. And, I mean, that's really the best way to go. So that's what I would recommend, you know.
Okay.
And the washing of the water of the Word, which is the Word of God, which washes out our brain.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for going after you about, you know, the whole God thing. I didn't mean to come off as so aggressive towards you about that situation. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, sometimes I come off as being kind of rude, you know, when I talk about things, but, you know.
Well, I mean, I just didn't know where you were going with that, because I don't know if you're a Christian or what, but I mean, if you're born again Christian, we know that the Bible is the final authority, and it is a book of prophecy. It does tell us about the future. It tells us about the past, and so yes, the Bible is the Word of God, and it's a book he wrote.
Uh-huh. But is that the only book that has prophecies?
Well, I would say so. I mean, I don't know what book you're talking about. What book are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. I was just asking. You know.
I think you're talking about some kind of a funny book, I think. What kind of a book are you talking about, a book of prophecies? Because I wouldn't pay too much attention to anything a human being wrote. Because we can make mistakes, but if you want a true book of prophecy, then you know we have the Bible.
So human beings didn't write the Bible, quote unquote. Human beings didn't write the Bible.
Well, it's inspired. I mean, it is God's word. If you read it, you know it's God's word, because it's so beautiful, and it's so true, because anything that pertains to life is in there. Any situation is there, and it's just a beautiful book. If you're born again and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you understand the book, and there's no need to go elsewhere. See, there's no need to go elsewhere, because all our answers are there. So,
I mean, one thing that I do know is I believe in the Bible. The Bible is very real. It's super real. Like, it's just super real, but it's just only a piece of the puzzle.
Well, I don't know what other puzzle you're talking about, because you won't tell me. But yeah, if you would tell me, then I could make an intelligent comment, but you don't want to tell me what other book you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got to get back to work. It was nice to talk to you.
All right, then. All right, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye. All right, then. We're going to go on with our program, and I want to thank the caller for calling in. Also, like I said, the chat room is open. Maybe you have some questions, but I will try to answer your questions the best way I know how. But like I was saying, I remember years ago I was eating something from McDonald's, which I don't do anymore. But I was eating the chicken nuggets, right? I mean, they used to be good. And so I'm eating this thing, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, ooh, I mean, this doesn't even look like chicken. It looked like some kind of rolled up skin or something. And, you know, I go, oh, I'm not going to eat this anymore. This isn't chicken. I mean, I don't even know. It's part of a chicken, and I don't know if it's the feet or the ears or what. I don't know what it was, but I sure know it's not white meat chicken. Hallelujah. I see you all in the chat room. Yes, amen. I do believe in no pork. I don't eat pork. I don't believe in eating shellfish either. I mean, not to be a legalist, but I think that because God did write some food laws in the Bible, that it does mean something as far as the way we eat today. I know a friend of mine, she told me, she said, well, Susan, I don't care. I mean, I don't really care about eating organic or don't eat organic. And I knew somebody that ate organic and they died. Well, we're all going to die. I don't care what you eat. One thing you can be sure about is, yes, we are going to die. And so it doesn't matter. You can still get some kind of sickness or disease. But I like to tell my friends, too, that have something to say about the food. Well, they believe, for the most part, if you notice, a lot of people that don't care about what they eat, they're overweight, they don't feel good, they have heart disease, they have diabetes. I don't have any of those things. I don't take one medication. And I am 61 years old, and I don't have a weight problem. So I do eat all organic food, and we'll go into some of the reasons why I think you should eat organic. But I like to tell these people that say, well, it doesn't matter what you eat, but they will eat heart medicine, they will eat diabetes medicine. They believe that if you eat that, it does something to you, but yet they won't change their diets and try to eat food the way God made it. So we also try in our house. We don't use any toxic chemicals. We use methods, like if we have ants or bugs. We get a lot of bugs in Florida, and that is a good word, bug, because they bug you. Especially now this time of year, it's starting to get a little cold, so the bugs are trying to come into the house, but we use things like boric acid and vinegar, bay leaves. You can use peppermint or mint, any kind of mint for mice, critters like that. We're always dealing with something as long as we're on this earth. So God made things in a natural way. I mean, I'm even trying with my lawn. I'm trying not to use weed killers. Oh, that's a trip, but because I had the nicest weeds on the block this year, for sure. But I'm really trying to do my part to let the birds have a good place to play, and the squirrels and the rabbits, and all the beautiful wildlife God made. So maybe there's somebody out there that knows a good cure for weeds. I had somebody come and do some organic fertilizer with corn gluten, but the corn gluten didn't seem to really work that good for the weeds. Maybe somebody knows something better. If you do, send me an email, and I will be forever grateful. But anyway, I wanted to get back to the food. I find that the best way to keep your weight down is to, and you don't really have to diet. I don't have to diet. I can eat anything I want. And the best way I find to keep your weight down is to eat organically grown food, because a lot of the chemicals that they use to preserve food, such as let's see, like NutraSweet. They use these tenderizers. They use corn syrup. They use a lot of things that actually can put weight on you. And especially I find that the genetically engineered corn, they're growing genetically engineered corn. They're growing genetically engineered wheat. They're growing genetically engineered sugar beets. So if they're, and the reason that they're doing this is so they can fatten up the cows. And meanwhile, while they're, anything that's going to fatten up a cow is going to fatten you up. I would say just try it, really try it. Especially if you're having a weight problem, try eating organic. Get yourself a juicer and make yourself some carrot juice and some celery juice, some cucumber juice, cabbage juice, apple juice. Wow, it is so good. It is so good. And I know a few years ago I made this stupid mistake because I you know, there are some good doctors out there, very few, but I try to stay away from the doctor. I don't go to the doctor. I mean, I just stay away from doctors. And I made the mistake, oh, I guess about 15 years ago or so, where I actually did go to a doctor and got some antibiotics that I forever had side effects from. A lot of these antibiotics, they call it anti for a reason. Antibiotic is it cleans out the bacteria, but your body also has good bacteria as well as bad bacteria. So if you don't replace the good bacteria, then the antibiotic will wipe you out and you will have things like heartburn, colitis. You notice all the medications, the commercials that they have on TV for acid reflux, which is, I believe, caused by overuse of antibiotics. Colitis, a lot of it caused by diet and antibiotics, which they put in almost everything. They feed it to the animals, and then in turn, whatever you're eating from the animal will contain the steroids, the antibiotics, and whatever else. If you really want to eat some good meat, try some grass-fed meat. That's the way cows are supposed to eat. They really don't eat corn and grain. They eat grass. And grass-fed meat is wonderful. Anyway, like I was saying, I made this mistake of taking these antibiotics. And I never took a broad-spectrum antibiotic in my life up until that point, and then it really, I had some terrible side effects. It took a long time to get over it, and the only way that I was able to get myself back into shape and back into health, of course, I give all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ because he is my healer. I believe God heals. I believe Jesus is a miracle worker, and he certainly did it for me. But I lived on juice. I had that juicer going every day, carrot juice, celery juice, cucumber juice. That'll really grow your hair. Try some cucumber juice. It'll make your hair thick. And potato juice is good for heartburn. That one Zantac, I think they have that one for heartburn. Well, that was one of the side effects I had from antibiotics. So I found this. I took Zantac, and I noticed only like for 2 or 3 days at first, and my hair was falling out. So If you notice that your hair starts falling out when you take these things, well, that's why you're having a side effect. But then I went on the internet, and I like to look for alternative remedies for things. So I found that potato juice worked really good for heartburn. It works. There was no side effects, which is wonderful. So, because if you notice on television, and they try to make it, they have women dancing in fields and beautiful music, and they're telling you about their drugs. And then they tell you that you could have a stroke, you could have a heart attack. I think it's a lot easier to try to watch your diet and not to clog up your arteries yourself and not to give yourself diabetes. And a lot of people, especially adult onset diabetes, is caused by diet. And so heart disease, caused by diet for the most part. Any good doctor is going to tell you when you go to see him. He's not going to just try to treat a symptom, but what most doctors do is when you go, they try to treat your symptoms instead of trying to find out why you're having this symptom. So then they'll give you a drug, and then you have a side effect, so you get another symptom. And before you know it, you're on 5 or 10 or 20 different medications, and you're living like a zombie. So, you know, it's much easier to practice temperance, which is a fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to read you a scripture here from Proverbs 23:2, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Whoa, that's pretty heavy, isn't it? Put a knife to your throat if you're a man given to appetite. That's why we have temperance, because we use temperance in all things. We don't overeat. We don't abuse our bodies. Lust is another word for gluttony or overeating. So God has an answer for every situation. And you notice today I saw a picture a few months back where now they are going to make a genetically engineered salmon, a fish. The genetically engineered fish is three times the size of a regular salmon. And it's just the ugliest looking thing. It's like, give me a break. God knows what he's doing. He made all the fish and all the animals and the trees and everything. And then here comes these mad scientists, and they develop a way to make a fish, genetically engineer a fish. Oh, they can also genetically engineer a baby to give you. They can genetically engineer most of the food. And what is wrong with the way it was? There was nothing wrong with the food supply the way it was. And now they're tampering with it, and you see the rise of so many diseases, headaches. This is some of the side effects of eating genetically engineered food. You'll gain weight. You'll have headaches. You'll have digestive problems. And say, for instance, I mean, I'm not saying that every headache comes from genetically engineered food, but say, for instance, you're eating genetically engineered food, and you keep getting headaches. Well, you go to the doctor, you say, oh, I have a headache. I keep getting headaches. I don't know what's wrong with me. And most doctors aren't going to say, well, what are you eating? Or let's try to see if you have any food allergies or whatever. They're going to give you a medication. Or they're going to give you brain surgery. And wait till we get health care. This thing really goes through where everybody's got to take the government health care, which I don't want your health care. No, thank you. I don't have any health insurance. I don't care about health insurance. I have God's word, and I try my best to take care of myself. And I'm my own physician. Thank you very much. So you know, you see all these unnecessary surgeries. Most elderly people, if you notice, they keep going to the doctor for all their ailments, and then they're on 10, 15 medications. They can't think straight anymore. They can't walk straight. I have my parents, 87 years old and 85 years old, and they do not take one medication, not one. I think that's pretty good. I'm very mindful of how they eat. I try to watch over them, try to take care of them, and they both are walking and talking, and they have their minds. So that's some kind of a testimony. I think it really is a great testimony. And then I notice some other members of my family that are always going to the doctor. They're constantly at the doctor's office, and they don't eat right. They won't do anything. They're overweight, and they won't do anything to try to make themselves healthier. And they're always sick. They're always getting a surgery, or they're always, you know, getting a new medication. And I thought, wow, I even said to them one time, you know, the reason you go to the doctor is so you can get better, not so you can get worse. So if you keep going to the doctor and you don't want to change your lifestyle, you're just wasting your time. You're wasting your time, basically. So I think a lot, especially also a lot of childhood diseases are caused by the vaccinations that children are getting, the ingredients, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and the worst ingredient of them all, which is the aborted babies that they're using in most childhood vaccinations. And you need to be careful what you let somebody inject into your little baby. That is your precious gift from God. And so I would ask questions. If you need more information about the vaccines, you can go on the internet and do a search of vaccines made from abortion. It will bring up some websites. Also, my website, propheticnews.com, has links. And I also have a video on YouTube about vaccines from abortion, but nobody should be letting their child be injected with an aborted baby and then wind up with autism or some other brain defect. We need to be good stewards of our bodies and of our children, and be ever mindful of what we're doing to ourselves. So, this is a big subject, and I do encourage you to read the Bible and look at some of the food laws about no fish, no shellfish. As far as no shellfish, no pork, other things that you shouldn't eat, like rabbit and things like that. But the food laws are there, and I think there was a reason God gave us these food laws. It is for our health. So I also encourage you, if you have a computer, do an internet search and look up the side effects of genetically engineered food. You can also get a list of some of the genetically engineered foods, a lot of corn and soy. So then you'll know. But the best way to know is to eat organic. I do promote that. I mean, you probably can't be 100% sure all the time with organic, but at least you have a fighting chance. So you be blessed, and tune in next week to Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, in the future, we are going to have Kevin Oliver back on from Not Your Typical Negro on YouTube, and then I have a Bud Press coming on from Christian Research Service on Monday night at 9 p.m. on the Prophecy Zone Radio, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Also, I have a special guest coming who has just written a book about Mike Murdoch. It's an expose, and we'll be having him on in the future. So please tune in. Tune in Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Prophecy Zone, and next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Prophetic News. This is Susan Puzio. God bless you. Stay healthy so you can be a blessing and do something for Jesus. Give your life to Jesus today. He loves you. He can save you. Hallelujah.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.